Good evening or good morning to you. I am Brenda McBride, and I am the product manager and market developer for the Classmate Reader, which is a portable digital talking book player. So I wanted to let you know that. I am pleased and delighted to have VG with us. She's from Bookshare. And we wanted to provide a service for you today in sharing information about international services that Bookshare is providing around the world. I want to thank you for joining us. With no further ado, I want to start our presentation, and I welcome VG. She's joining us from not anymore sunny California. The sun has set there as well. And she's the international program manager and brings a lot of wealth of knowledge and great information to us. And she's going to share with us that information. So thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to hearing from you throughout the presentation. So with that, thanks, VG, and welcome. We want to do a sound check and make sure everyone's good.
Hi, everyone. As Brenda just mentioned, my name is VG Devi, and I am the International Program Manager at Bookshare. I hope everyone's doing well. This presentation is roughly about an hour long, and we will be taking questions after each section. So if you have any questions, keep them in your mind, write them down, and when we pause for questions, you can definitely ask us, and we will answer them to the best of our knowledge. So for many people around the world, Bookshare is kind of new. You may not know what Bookshare is, but there might be others who have joined us today who know of Bookshare, who have heard of Bookshare, who've known other people who are members of Bookshare. So we have a mixed bag over here. And to those who do not know what Bookshare is, I'm going to talk a little bit about Bookshare. But first, let me just quickly go over the agenda. We're going to talk about what is Bookshare, who is eligible, what are the benefits, in which countries is Bookshare currently available, what is in the Bookshare library, how do you get started, and different portable technology, how you can basically download the books into different portable technology and take it wherever you go. So to start off, what is Bookshare? So we all know that there are millions of people across the globe with print disabilities, and yet less than 5% of the books are available in an accessible format. So in order to fill this gap, in 2002, Bookshare was formed, and Bookshare is an online digital library which addresses the issue of lack of sufficient reading material for the print and learning disabled. Bookshare is internet-based. It is a website, and it's a library. So when you become a member of the Bookshare library, you get access to the digital books that are in the on the internet in the library, and you get to download the books and read them using assistive technology. Pretty soon I'll come to the kinds of assistive technology that can be used and what comes along with the Bookshare membership. But that's pretty much what Bookshare is. It is an online digital library for the print disabled. It's one of the largest accessible online library for the people today. We have a total of 59,000 members across the world. To be precise, we have 59,000 in the United States, and we have 200 members spread across the globe. And we have 7,000 schools and organizations as our members. We have 57,000 titles in our collection, out of which 10,200 titles are available to Canadian users, and 8,300 titles are actually, as of this afternoon, it's about 8,400 titles that are available for anyone from the rest of the world. Having said that, let me tell you what is Bookshare and how Bookshare books are digital. So what is a digital book? Think of a regular standard print book. You take that book, you chop it and you scan it, and using OCR technology, you convert it into a digital format, and that's what a digital book is. We store these digital books on the internet so that they can be read by the people, by people with print disabilities. And people with print disabilities download the book from the internet and use assistive technology to be able to listen to the books. Bookshare is so cool that books can be read anywhere you want, at any time you want, and in any format you want. So that's the power of Bookshare. And why are digital books so cool? Because you can access it using a number of assistive tools. For example, you can use text-to-speech reading, which is very useful for anyone with visual impairment. There is also multimodal reading, where you could use both text and audio, which could be very useful for anyone with a learning disability. And the beauty about reading books in a digital format is that we offer it in a format called DAISY, and I'll get to it pretty soon. The beauty about this is you can access the book in a way which is very similar to accessing a standard print book. And when I say that, what I mean is you can, you know, just listen to the book and say, hey, I want to go to page number 85. Or you can say, no, I'd rather go back to page number 23. So you can go back and forth. You can do highlighting, bookmarking. You can take notes. And all of this is done digitally. So it's pretty, pretty easy to use, and it's pretty useful. And along with Bookshare membership, two assistive technology or two software comes free. One is called the Victor Reader Soft, and the other one is called Read Out Aloud. Read Out Loud. Both of these come free with the Bookshare membership. So once you get the Bookshare membership and you have a computer, you connect to the internet, you download the books, and you use the software that we provide, and you listen to the books. It's as simple as that. So the different formats in which we offer Bookshare books the first two formats are fairly, most ebooks are offered in these formats. One is the text file and the other is HTML. Books are available in both these formats. The other two formats is, one is called DAISY format. And for those of you who do not know what DAISY format is, it stands for Digitally Accessible Information System, DAISY. And it is a format that has been created specifically for anyone who has a print disability. It is this format that gives you the ability to go forward, go back, highlight, because there are tags in the book digitally. We have put in tags. This enables you to go to jump to pages or put markers in there and be able to access those markers. So using the DAISY format, you can read books on your computer, or you can read it in portable assistive technology such as a Classmate or a Victor Reader Stream. And Brenda will be talking about this. These are products offered by Humanware, and they are pretty neat. You can download a book into a Classmate or a Victor Reader Stream and take it with you, go wherever you want, listen to it whenever you want. So you really don't need to be connected to an internet at all times to be able to read a book. And also, you can download the book and convert it into MP3 format so that you can use it on MP3 players, iPods, or you can cut a CD and use it on the computer at any time you want. So you can create a little mini library at home where you have you know, a bunch of CDs with different books on it. You know, you can do several things, interesting things with it. So it's very versatile in the sense it gives you different ways of accessing the book, different methods of accessing the books, and you can do all of them at the same time. So it gives you so much flexibility, and it's pretty easy to use. So it's and it is lighter than carrying a regular standard book, so that's the other advantage. And let's see. The other format is the Braille Ready format, also known as BRF. Braille Ready format can be accessed in two ways. One, you can get a hard copy Braille. So basically, you take the BRF file and send it to an embosser, a Braille embosser, who could, which could either be a Braille embosser at home, or you can send the file over to a commercial Braille printer and have it printed out there, and you can pick it up. So you can, you know, do either one. Or you can read the BRF files on a digital Braille display. So if you have a note taker or something similar, refreshable Braille display, the BRF file feeds into the Braille display and the pins pop up, and every 18 characters get refreshed, and you can read the book right there. And you can actually store it on the Braille display also to be read later on. So these are a couple of different ways you can you can access books in a Braille format. So I'm going to pause here and see if there are any questions. So feel free to ask us questions, and Brenda and I will be able to answer them.
We have a question from Oceans, and I am wondering if he has mic accessibility. If he does, then he can ask it. Otherwise, he'll need to type it in, and you're in the accessible events room, so hopefully you'll be able to write to send us that question. So okay. I don't have anyone else that has any questions at this time, so I'm waiting to see if he comes back on or they come back on the microphones. I am going to unmute for a second, so everyone will be unmuted, and I'm going to unmute you one at a time so that we can have like an open question here right now, because this is important information. And so I am unmuting you all, and then we'll remute you so that we don't get a lot of feedback. So if you don't have a microphone, I can't unmute you, but right now it's like an open mic session.
How does one join?
We are actually going to go over that whole aspect of how to join. So we will answer that question throughout the presentation. Does anyone have anything regarding the formats right now? And we're actually going to take you into the website today and show you exactly where you need to go to register. So we have people that are joining us from Canada and North America, as well as Australia, and we're going to cover all of those details. So hold on to some of those questions, and we're actually going to be able to cover them for you. Does anyone else have any questions?
Hello. India?
Hi.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What all languages are covered in your bookshare? Whether these are only English and European or any other country's language?
Brenda?
Yeah,
can
please?
I take that?
Yeah, please go ahead. We
yes.
are going to cover it again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we will be covering that shortly, but just real quick, right now we have English, French, Spanish, and German language books, but we are looking into the possibility of offering Hindi and other local languages from India. It requires a little bit of work that needs to go into it, and so we're working with that, and we're hoping that we'll be able to make it available real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we're going to go on, so we're going to answer about two questions each time. We've got questions slotted spots around within this, so I'm going to mute you all right now. We're going to continue on because we want to get through it all. Perfect. So the next slide that we have, I wanted to cover right away here, the portable solution. So one of the great things, it's a perfect marriage between Bookshare and our HumanWare products. We have two products that you will see on the screen. One is the Classmate Reader. This is a portal, and the other one is the Victor Reader Stream. And Bookshare has a great service for the Classmate because everyone is always asking to have a multimodal version of the information. And so I'm a person with a learning disability, and I want to hear and see that information to verify that I've heard it correctly. And this particular unit has some of those built-in study tools that VG also said. We also have the ability to put in voice notes so people are able to summarize their information. We are able to navigate that material by pages, chapters, and sections. So the huge benefit of the DAISY content is I can go anywhere and go back to my markups where I need to without flipping through all of the pages and directly go to those sections. The Victor Reader Stream is very, very popular as well, and you can transfer a lot of information. And so if you are not a Bookshare member at this time, and I highly recommend that you become a member, and we'll show you that process. But the other thing is that there is accessible material, and VG is going to we'll show some of that a little bit, or just tell you that there's 5,000 titles that are all uncopyrighted. And so you can go in there and access a DAISY book for free without becoming a member to see how it's done. And so I highly recommend that you actually take a look at this and look at the options. The unit for the Classmate Reader synchronizes that text and audio together, and that's wonderful. And it really provides a lot of information, and it's really exciting what Bookshare is doing with our international services. And so I look forward to explaining how we are able to increase our libraries for our own country, and I hope that you become involved in that. Just going back here a little bit, the DAISY player, our players do DAISY, they do DAISY NISO. You also can play additional formats such as MP3, WAV files, OGG, Vorbis, WMA. If you take a document off of the web or that you've created, you just need to transfer it into four different formats, one being TXT, RTF, HTML, or XML. So these files are great, but they are not as accessible as the DAISY. The DAISY is a full solution. And I see that we have a question here, so I am going to answer that question. We are going to open it up. So give me a second, and we are going to answer the question. First of all, we'll ask it. Yes, if you have any questions, then please enter them into the question section, and we will answer those as we come along. So that Oceans, that is the best way to get a hold of us. I knew that you were in the other site, but obviously you weren't able to type any information. So, yes, that is correct. So with that, we're actually going to continue on. Does anyone have any questions for me regarding the players at all? And if you want more information, you actually can go to our website on that and take a look at it. So with that, VG, oh, I see another question here. I'll take one more. Do HumanWare have Indian text-to-speech like Sangeeta? And the answer to that is not at this time. And I will take that request back. When you request information and we look at how many people we will service, then that's how we improve our products and add text-to-speech. We had another question about the Classmate Reader and what the cost of it is. And what I would recommend is actually go onto our website and contact the local distributor in your area, and they will tell you the cost for that. And that is going to be my recommendation for that. We don't post the prices up. There is multi-pricing, so the more that you buy, the less cost there is. So, VG, I'm going to turn it back over to you. We want to look at who is eligible and that discussion, and that's great.
Okay, so back to Bookshare. Who is eligible? So as I mentioned, Bookshare is an online digital library for the print disabled. So who qualifies as someone with print disability? So we have three main categories. Either someone with a visual impairment. It could be either blindness or low vision. Either one qualifies as a print disability. Someone who has a learning or reading disability, such as severe dyslexia, qualifies as print disabled, or anyone with a motor disability, such as of cerebral palsy, or someone who has lost their arms in an accident or war or any such situations. Anyone who cannot hold a standard book, printed book in their hand and turn the pages. So print disability covers all these three categories, and Bookshare is available to anyone with a print disability. And since we are a library exclusively meant for the print disabled, we are under an obligation to get a proof of disability from each and every one who wants to become a member. And the proof of disability could be any of the following. It could be a letter from a medical professional, such as a family doctor, an ophthalmologist, an optometrist, physical therapist, neurologist, psychiatrist, clinical psychologist, any of any medical professional who has the background and the qualification to give a letter. I was just joking this afternoon that you cannot go to your gynecologist and get a letter saying, you have low vision. You know, so it has to be someone who has the background, but a family doctor works. So any medical professional is fine. In most countries, I find that members who have joined us have a government-issued disability card, and that works as well. If you are part of an organization, if you're from Canada and you are a member of CNIB, then we do accept the CNIB card as a proof of disability. And if you are affiliated with a school or a university, a letter from the teacher, a letter from the special education teacher, a learning disability specialist, school psychologist, resource specialist, any of the professionals in the educational field can also certify your disability. So once we have the disability certificate on file, we can go ahead and process the membership. So moving on to what are the benefits of Bookshare? So this question pops up in many people's minds. So what's good about Bookshare, and why is it so awesome? One of the biggest things is it helps you read independently, and I'm from India, so I can relate to some of the issues faced by people in India, and this I'm sure is the case in many countries as well, that there are pockets or places where books are read, and people with visual impairment would go once a week to the centers or the schools, and a book would be read out to them, and if the book if they don't get to finish the chapter, then they'll have to wait a whole week until they, go to the school again the following week to read the book. Or sometimes, it could be the peak of the monsoon or the middle of summer, and you will have to brave the weather and go to these centers to get the book read. And this I'm pretty sure is true in many other countries as well. But guess what? With Bookshare, you don't have to depend on anyone to read books to you. You're independent. You can read the book anytime you want, anywhere you want, anyhow you want. So it promotes a lot of independence. And because you are independent, you don't depend on other people, it just makes it, you're motivated to read, and it makes books a lot of fun. It suddenly opens up a whole new world to you. You can access, as you mentioned, we have 8,400 books. So even if you read two books a week, you are just covering about 100 books a year. That's about it. So think about the possibility. You just have a whole world opened up to you, and it motivates reading. It's a lot of fun. And we get books in all genre, and I'll talk about that a little later. But these are the benefits of it. It motivates reading. It helps you read independently. It makes reading a lot of fun. And then you're able to keep up with your classmates and your neighbors and, you know, your friends and family, because you're also able to access the same books or, similar books as they have. And so you get to read the books. And when it comes to education, we all know that education is the cornerstone of economic and social independence. And when you're able to access educational textbooks through Bookshare, it just makes it that much more easier for you to educate yourself, acquire job skills, and make yourself available to the job market. It just makes you so much more, I hate to repeat the word independent, but again, it makes you so much more independent economically and socially. So through education also, you can become independent, and Bookshare helps you achieve that. So I'm going to pause here and see if anyone has any questions.
I have a couple questions here, and the first one is, I know the Victor Reader Stream has Spanish voices, but does Bookshare have reading materials in Spanish? And I think that you're actually just a step ahead of us. And the short answer to that is yes. And we look forward to that collection improving. VG, is there about 1,000 titles right now in Spanish?
Yes, we do have 1,000 titles.
Okay. The other question actually has to do with qualifying. Many low vision persons don't know that they qualify. Can I know what degree of low vision is accessible for Bookshare membership?
I will need to get back to you on that question to give you the exact clinical answer. Let me get back to you on that. And, Brenda, would you be able to take down the name of the person?
Yep, I have the name for sure. And I will. I've got the question, so we will post it. Those were the two questions that I received, and some of your other questions we will be going back and answering them, because we want to give you the best answer possible, and we might not have the whole answer, so we're always willing to search that. I wanted to say that VG hit it right on the head. Intelligence and learning is not static. It is static if you actually stop doing it. And I know that when I started reading materials, where I heard and saw the material, I went from reading information from 3 pages and 4 pages in an hour to reading 30 pages in an hour, and I'm sure lots of other people can attest to the same concept. And so the other thing is if we are hearing new language and seeing new words, we will also increase our vocabulary. So if we get out of school and we never read again, then that is when the downfall happens. And there's so much information, and I think there's a huge growth right now within the whole accessing books and having online books and having it at your fingertips. And this is just a great asset. So BG, we're going to continue on. Thanks for those questions.
Okay, so once you become a Bookshare, are there any rules that you must follow? Are there any things that you need to keep in mind? Yes, we have a few. Since Bookshare is a library meant only for people with print disabilities, we ask you that you do not share the files with anyone else. Do not please share the files with any other person with a print disability, or with anyone who does not have a print disability. And you might want to know why not with another person who has a print disability. So let me, that'll get answered shortly. So the reason we do not want you to share this with anyone else is because we, as Bookshare, we have entered into a contract with the publishers. We've made a promise to them that if they give us books that are permission to make these books available in an accessible format for the print disabled, in return, we will make sure that the member who accesses the book will not share the book with anyone else. The books will not just get, replicated on a CD and will not be available for free at the street corners, or will not get sold for a buck or something like that, and you know, multiplied and freely made available, because this will affect the sales of the publisher, and they're very worried about that. So we have given them an assurance that if you give us permission, we will make sure that our members will not share these books. And it makes a lot of sense for you to adhere to these rules, because the more we adhere to these rules, the more the publishers are going to, more publishers are going to be willing to share the material, and that means more books are available to you. And if you, you know, if anyone just, you know, thinks, oh, you know what, it's no big deal, let me share this book, what will happen is that you never know, people, the friend you shared it with might not feel the same way about a Bookshare membership that, as you do, and might again lend it out to another friend, and you know what, pretty soon the entire city might be having these free copies. And the publishers are going to find out, clamp down on the availability of books, and that is going to affect the community, affect the print disabled community, and we do not want that to happen. We've come a long way from not being able to have any access to any books to a situation now where we have so many books available in an e-format. It's accessible. There are technologies like Classmate and Victor Readerstream which enable us to access these books, take them with us wherever we want, and read it whenever we want. And so we don't want to mess up the situation. So that's why we ask you, please do not share this with anyone else. And we also make sure that we encrypt the books and we fingerprint the books. So there are watermarks that are embedded in the book. So as you download it, we make a watermark in the book, digital book, that tells us who has downloaded the book. So when you download a digital copy, in it is embedded your name and your user ID. So if by any chance somebody breaks into your computer, takes your files, and then, you know, misuses it, then at that point, if, when we come to know about the misuse, we will know whose computer was hacked into or compromised. And therefore, we want to make sure that it's watermarked, and we try to, you know, keep a very close eye on the number of book downloads to make sure that, you know, for example, somebody hacks into somebody's computer and decides, oh, you know what, I have the password now, let me go ahead and download a bunch of books. So if there is a download of 100 books a day, we'll know something is going on. So we kind of keep an eye out for any unusual activity. And we do clamp down on people who misuse the Bookshare membership. It is a trust relationship, and anyone who misuses the trust, we suspend their account, and the person loses the accessibility to the wonderful books that they would have if they had not shared it. So that's why we request you not to share the books with anyone else. So now that we know the rules, let's see, where is Bookshare available? Bookshare International came about less than a year ago. We started making the books available globally in October 2008, and now Bookshare is available to the entire world. Anyone in the world who wants to access Bookshare can become a member. We have members from India, UK, Canada, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and many more countries. If your country is not listed over here, do send me an email, and we'd love to have you on board. Bookshare is global, and we want to reach out to as many people as we can. So I'm going to pause here and see if there are any questions. Are there any people out there whose country I did not mention and want to become a member? You can speak to me now, or you can send me an email at the end of this presentation. My email ID will be displayed, and you can talk to me or send me an email.
So, Vijay, I'm unmuting everyone at this time, so we're going to have an open mic, and so if you have any questions, then we're able to hear you right now, and ask away, and we're going to continue on. So does anyone have any questions?
So I must be a very good speaker.
Yep. I've muted everyone again. If you can, just please send a question. So I might have muted you as well, VG. Just give me a second here. Yes. Great, you're back.
Okay, no questions?
There wasn't anything
okay.
that came in.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. So I guess everything's pretty clear. So we will move on to the next topic. So I guess your biggest question on your mind is, so what's in the Bookshare library? We have 8,400 books in different categories. We have literature, science fiction, mystery, romance, history, general knowledge, books on spirituality. We have tons and tons of children's books. We have books in Spanish. We have four languages, as I mentioned, German, French, Spanish, and English. We have New York Times bestsellers. We have Pulitzer Prize winners. And we even have Dan Brown's latest novel, The Lost Symbol. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to, if you are already a member, if you haven't had a chance to download the book and read that, but it is available globally. So we have a huge collection. We have different categories. We work with publishers on a one-on-one basis in countries where there is no copyright law or no special copyright law or a special law, disability law that allows us to make books available in an accessible format. If there are no such special laws, we end up talking to publishers on a one-on-one basis. One such country is India. There are no special laws, and so we try to get in touch with publishers, and many times we're successful, and we do get permission. One of the biggest publishers from India, Sahitya Academy, has given us permission for all their books. We already have about 80 books from Sahitya Academy online, and we have about 200, 300 books waiting to get processed. We have permissions from Oxford University Press, Westland Publishers, Orion Black Swan. We have publishers, University Press of California, who's given us global permissions. We have University Press of Chicago, New York University Press. So you have a whole bunch of textbooks that will be online pretty soon. High quality books from these universities, directly from the university presses. They're going to be coming in digitally. We have Encyclopedia from Britannica, which has made available their encyclopedia collection globally. So a lot of exciting things happening. In the United States, HarperCollins, Random House, Scholastic have all given us global permission. So basically any book that has been published in the United States from any of these publishers I just mentioned have global permissions, and we have many of those online available. So you can, you know, dig in and enjoy the books. We are now to that part that many were interested in. What different languages are books available in? We now offer English and Spanish, French and German. We have about 1,000 Spanish titles, including many children's books. And we have a sprinkling of German and French books, but predominantly most of our collection is in English. We are working to make Hindi available. And once Hindi is available, I'm told by my engineers that it's fairly easy after that to kind of offer other Indian languages as well, and possibly other Asian languages. We haven't quite explored that, but yes, there are plans to make books available in other languages as well. I'm going to pause here and see if we have any questions at this time.
Coming in. I'm just going to open it up. Is MIT open coursework available in accessible format?
Not at this point. But you probably can access it using a screen reader.
The other thing to be aware of, I also posted a presentation online that I did with the DAISY Consortium. And so as people are creating content, you now can create that content through the DAISY add-in and other software as well. And so the DAISY add-in is a free option to create the content. It's not going to read it back to you, but you can make it accessible for everyone to have access to. So I posted that tutorial under the Classmate, under the tutorials if you're interested in that. So if it is online and available, you just can just copy and paste it and have it read as well. Okay, there doesn't seem to be any other questions, so we're going to move on.
Okay. So, how does one become a member? We have two types of membership. We have individual membership and an organizational membership. Let's first talk about individual membership. Anyone who has a computer and an internet connection can get an individual membership. A member would download the books himself or herself, and they can, of course, use a Classmate or a Victor Reader and save it on those and take it with them wherever they want. They can save it as an MP3 file. It's like having an unlimited library card. You can download as many books and put them away and, you know, read them at your own convenience. What does one need to become an individual member? Three important things. If you are above the age of 18, then you need to go up online and sign up online, and Brenda will show you how to do that. If you are under 18, you need to get a parental consent on a form. Those forms are also available online on our website. So your parent needs to sign saying that it is okay for you to become a member. And the other reason we need age is that parental consent is that we want to make sure that any adult content is not available to anyone under 18. So we want to make sure that if anyone's under 18, we do have parental consent. And any adult content is kept away from someone under 18. And second, you will need a proof of disability. We discussed that, the different forms of proof of disability that can be sent over to us. And thirdly, you need to send in your payment, and we will discuss that soon. That's then a couple of slides down the road. We'll talk about the payment. It is different for different countries, and we can talk about that. So that's pretty much for an individual membership. For an organizational membership, any school, college, rehab organization, university can become a member. And typically you would have a point of contact, a primary contact, who would be the person who would set up the account. That person would be the primary contact or the sponsor. And the person does not have to be anyone with a print disability, but any teacher or staff member can do that. So you need to first set up an account. And then an organizational membership agreement needs to be signed, and the agreement will have all the conditions such as not to share and, you know, what needs to be done, et cetera. And these conditions are listed in the organizational agreement, so that has to be signed. The teacher goes online and signs up an organizational account. And thirdly, the teacher or the primary contact or the sponsor or whatever you want to call has to add members underneath the account. So basically the teacher becomes the member, becomes a patron of the library on behalf of these members. And you need to submit a group proof of disability. So it is a form that's also available online, and it basically shows the name of the student on whose behalf you are becoming a member, so the list of students. And then you will have next to it the age, the name of the student, the age of the student, the kind of disability, and it needs to be signed off by anyone that we just mentioned, either a doctor or a special ed. And in most cases, you will find if it's a school or a university, there is a special education teacher who's right there taking care of the disability center, and that person can sign the proof of disability, the group proof of disability. The way organizations access the books is they purchase book blocks. We have book blocks of 30 books, book blocks of 60 books, and we have a book block of 100 books. Most organizations go in for a 100 book block because, you know, you have a number of kids, and if say, for example, you have 20 kids, and each kid wants to access 5 books, that's 5 times 20, you know, it gets used up very fast. And even if you're downloading the same book for all the kids in your group, you need to download it that many times. Say, for example, you're downloading Harry Potter for 20 kids, you need to download it 20 times, and that is because we have a fingerprinting and watermarking. And if you are downloading it for John Smith, it would you would download it onto your computer, and you would use John Smith's password, and it would fingerprint it onto the file, and so that would be you know, sent over to John Smith, who would then read the book. And in a school setting, if you have one or two students who don't pay attention to the rules and kind of share it with their other friends, or you know, make copies and give it out, then you will know which one of the kids have not been following the rules. So back to the purchasing of book blocks, you would buy a book block of 30, 60, or 100, and each download for each student is one download. You cannot download once, make a master copy, and make multiple copies out of that. So that is pretty much what an organizational membership is. And if you are in countries like India, we are working with NGOs on the ground. So you may want to contact one of the NGOs, and they will help you obtain membership. For people listening in from India, we work with the XRCVC in the Mumbai area. We work with Saksham Trust in North and East India, and with Words Trust in the south of India. So if you don't fit into any of this category, you can email me, or if you're from another country, please send me an email. We'd love to work with you, and if there is an NGO in your country that you would like me to work with, we'd love to work with the NGO as well. How do you get started with Bookshare? So basically, it involves going to our website and signing up. That is the very first step. And Brenda will show you how to do that now.
Great. Thanks, Viji. And I just want, while we're doing this, we're going to go out and actually go right to the website. I wanted to clarify, so if someone signs up as an individual membership, you then have access to that whole collection. So there's different numbers that are available for different countries. And so the more that we scan and collect information, the more people are going to be able to have access to those books. So what we're going to do right now, so what I'm talking about in that regard is if we add to the collection, it will increase for your country. But VG will cover this and does a great job of it a little bit later on. We individually are kind of responsible to improve our collections and to be aware of that. So we have the Bookshare homepage up right now, and we're going to show you through how you go through that. So I'm correct. If you were in Canada, for example, we have 8,000 titles available to us. We can have access to all of those, or is it 10,000? My numbers are starting to run together, VG.
Yeah, if you're from Canada, you have 10,000 books, and if you're from the rest of the world, it's about 8,400.
Great. And so when we work with publishers, then we are expanding those libraries. So going into the Bookshare site, and we're just on the home page, we want to take you through how easy it is to sign up. And so under, there's a block under the main tab that says email, password, or search. Below that, there's a button where you would click to log in. There's also an option, if you forget your password once you are a member, to receive that. And the next button right beside it is a sign-up button. We're going to click on the sign-up button, and it's going to take us to a page that VG is going to explain a little bit more on the sign-up process and the different options.
Yeah, thanks, Brenda. So the sign-up page has different options. You can sign up as an individual, or you can sign up as an organizational member. As an individual, if you are above 18, then you can sign up online. If you are under 18, then you will need to send us the parental consent form, and we will set up the account for you. You don't need to sign up online. And let's see, I'm going to, just click that I'm over 18, and then I'm going to continue. So that will take you to the next screen, which shows the different information that you need to input. You need to input your first name, last name, email, confirm your email, put in your address, your city, your country, your state, and your zip code or PIN code, your telephone number, your birth date. All of this is very important. We collect this information, and based on where you are, you will get promotions and little emails saying, oh, this book is available, or anything, any contest we are running in your area, we would send information to you. We want to make sure that we have the right email and we have the right address and postal code, everything. Your email will ultimately be used as your user ID, and we will send an email to you. Once you've signed up, we will send an email to you welcoming you and saying, hey, so-and-so, you've been signed up, and this is your password.
The next section in step two asks us if we are a U.S. student or not. We're not going to select that, and we actually jump down to step three. And so they're asking a few key questions. How did you hear about the information? Do you want to receive email newsletters? And do you want adult content blocked or not? So there's lots of options out there. And promotional codes.
Yep.
So sometimes promotional codes are given for a lot of varieties. And so the very bottom box is where you sign up. From there, it goes into the process, and I just wanted to show you exactly where that's located. We're going to go to our PowerPoint to finish up here.
Yes. So the next question is, how much does it cost? We have different cost structures for different countries based on the per capita income. So if you have any questions or if you want to know how much it's going to cost in your country, send me an email and we'll get back to you with the actual cost. We have different costs, individual costs and different book block costs for different countries. And if you're an organization and you would like to start an organizational account, do give me a send me an email, and we'd love to work with you. We have a couple of email addresses for you to keep in mind. For individual memberships, you can send your email to memberships@bookshare.org. To group accounts, you can send For organizational memberships, you can send it to group accounts@bookshare.org. For technical support, support at bookshare.org. Any of these can be used. If you have any questions or you don't want to use any of these but you want to talk directly to me, send me an email, vijid@benitech.org. That's vijid@benetech.org. So that's pretty much how you get on Bookshare. We have the next presentation where, the next slide where Brenda will talk to you about future human representations that you can take advantage of.
Thanks, VG, for all of that great information. And really, we've shown you just how to sign up, and I sure hope a lot of people take advantage of this and that we are able to share this information and really empower individuals to have access to a great collection of materials. I wanted to let you know that we are doing a few other presentations, and so I typically address a variety of topics, and I have guest speakers from all over the country and sometimes all over the world, and so I'm always interested in new topics, and we are going to have a presentation for Canadians and looking at the concept of access, because we need to know what is DAISY and how to get information so that people stop scanning in secret, or that we're actually going to be able to share this information and to not spend that time scanning but actually providing supports and resources to individuals with print disabilities. And once it's been scanned, the reason Bookshare was created in the first place was designed so that people stopped scanning over and over and over the same material. That is going to happen October 6th. October 8th, we're doing a parent presentation. VG, do you want to, let me just mute.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. We've got other people trying to get a hold of you.
Yes.
We have a parent presentation happening on October 8th, and I think it's great for people to know what resources are available to them and to understand. We're going to be talking about the grieving process and ways to work with the school system. So if you're interested in this, please sign up for our parent presentation. We also have a presentation using audiographic calculators on October the 21st. We're doing an additional presentation on post-secondary with Bookshare. And if you are a country and believe that we need to have a special presentation to address post-secondary needs, by all means, please get a hold of me. We are having this presentation on November 4th. And then we're going to do a post-secondary presentation that is a presenter from the U.S., but you're going to get a lot of information about what the Disability Resource Office does there and some of the legislation. And that actually covers a lot of different countries sometimes, and they're quite similar, and that's going to be a great session. We're also going to have a presentation on educational, what is an educational therapist and what can they do to help and support. And so we need to know what resources are out there to help with remediation and to help with that. So I believe with remediation and technology, we empower people to travel faster and to accomplish more things as they move along. I know that personally. I will be doing a presentation with the Classmate Reader 101, where to find content. A lot of people know what is out there and what can we have access to. And so I'm going to tell you some different resources, some other online services, and Bookshare is going to be one of those. And they're one of our great partners. Also, I wanted to let you know that we always post presentations, and if you want to go back and look at our past presentations, please go to our HumanWare website under the Products tab and look under Past Presentations or Product Presentations, and as you scroll down, you're going to see a lot of great information that we've done already this year, and we will be adding to that in that calendar of our events. So with that, I want to thank you for joining us. I am Brenda McBride, and you can reach me at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. So that's brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. We thank you again for joining us. I'm going to pass it back to VG and see if she has any closing comments at all. And I think that we have a few questions that we will need to answer after this. But I want to thank you for joining us today.
Yes, I just want to echo that. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. And thanks, Brenda. This was a great presentation. I'd love to answer any questions at this time that anyone might have.
I'm going to unmute the mics. And if anyone has any further questions, please feel free to ask them. And we've really stayed close to that hour time limit. But thanks for joining us. So I'm unmuting everything.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Vijay, I had one question that some members of Bookshare wanted to get a guideline as to how they can get themselves enrolled with Bookshare using screen readers like NVDA and JAWS. So if we can have a tutorial on that, it would be a great idea to move forward.
To access the same content but use screen readers like JAWS?
Yes, JAWS, and especially moving to NVDA.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we could definitely write something up, and I'll send it over to you, and you can share that with the members, or we can even put it up on our website, either way.
Hello?
One of the things that we spoke of this afternoon a little bit more, VG, was how people are able to add to the collection, and I think that we need to address that a little bit before we go. And there was one other comment or question, so I'm going to allow you go ahead and ask your question.
I think there was a couple of us, but it was me and someone else before me. I live in Portland, but I go to school in Montreal, so I have access to a large collection of French books. Unfortunately, I can't read French, so if I start scanning French books, will there be someone to help proofread them?
So let me see if I understood your question. You are from the United States, but currently in Montreal, and you have access to a larger French collection books. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and I'm willing to scan them, but I can't read them because I don't read French, but if somebody else could proofread them.
Yes, we could definitely take them. We do need to find a volunteer in Canada who would be able to proofread them. Because of copyright regulations, we want to make sure that we make these books available for Canadians only. And so obviously we cannot use any of our U.S. Bookshare volunteers to proofread the books. We would need somebody from Canada. But definitely we can find volunteers who might be members of our members of Bookshare already, who would love to read the French books, and they can read the books and proofread at the same time. Kind of win-win situation. So why don't you get in touch with me and we'll try to see how we can take this forward.
What's your email address?
It's the vijid@benetech.org.
ID as in dog, at Benetech, BENETECH, is that right?
Yes.
.org.
Yeah, and if you want to put VGD@bookshare.org, that will also come to me, so either one is fine.
I wanted to let you know that on our line here tonight, we also have someone from Canada that's working on Bookshare.ca, and they are also working with York University on this particular topic. So we'll see if we can connect you with them as well. And so,
okay,
if you want to send us an email on that, these are good questions. What Viji was saying, and it's, we need to make this clear, when someone sends a book to add to the collection, and she's encouraging people to do that, me being in Canada, I would scan in that book, but they need to have a proofreader here in Canada for us to add it. They can add it to the collection, but the proofreading needs to be done. And there's different levels of documents that come from Bookshare. And so someone might have just scanned it, so it could be poor, so there could be lots of mistakes in it, or someone that spent the time or has a published book, they can send that in as well. You need to look at the regulations for that, but it could be a very, very clean copy. And they will take that material and turn it into DAISY content, the DAISY markups, which is great. And so if you were in Australia, likewise, you would scan in that material. You would then need to have someone from Australia do the proofreading. So I just wanted to make that clear. We still cannot cross borders at this time, but the more that we share, the better options, and the more that we ask and say we are working with these different individuals, the better off we will be.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes?
I am a teacher in Calgary, Alberta, and we have a large number of books that are already scanned and have been proofread because our students are using them.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to submit those, would they have to be proofread again?
No. I mean, if you can tell us that these have been proofread and they're good quality, we just take your word for it, and we'll make it available on Bookshare. And as I mentioned, we will make sure that it is available only to Canadian students, so we will market accordingly. And we do not need to proofread them again. I can work with you separately to make those arrangements. You know, we would create a FTP site, and we would upload the books digitally to the site, and we'll download them and put them online.
Okay. So that would increase then, I missed the beginning, so that then would increase the Canadian content? Is that how that works?
Yes, definitely it will increase the Canadian content, and not only does it make sense for students in Alberta, if the same books are being used elsewhere in Canada, then the students get to access those books as well. So it's kind of neat where you can share books within your own country. And
right.
It's like a central repository where you can, you know, it's like a holding place or a place where you can put all the books you want and then take it whenever you want. For the later years, for students coming in for later years, it will also be very useful.
So do you accept Word, Microsoft Word formats, or do they need to be text or see, these aren't DAISY formatted. They're as Word files now.
Yes, yeah.
Or
we make
BRF.
We make them into DAISY and BRF. So if you have Word files, yes, please do send them in Word format, and we can take them.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
That's great. And you know what? You're asking the exact questions that need to be asked, and it's great that we can send those files and they will actually turn them, and they have an engine that will create them into the DAISY format, which allows us to navigate between our pages, chapters, and sections. Another comment from someone, and I'm asking whether they're from the U.S. There's different services in different countries. And so you could probably ask for certain grants in certain countries that are not available in another. But there's a grant in the states. And the question is, do libraries that serve the blind and physically handicapped qualify for free organizational memberships? VGI, if I'm not mistaken, and you can clarify this as well, the answer is yes if you are in the U.S. If you are from Canada,
yes.
We do not have free access to anything from Bookshare. You need to have a membership.
Yes, that's true.
So, yes, if you are from the U.S., you can talk to VG and they have access to free memberships for individual memberships. Here in Canada, if you are in post-secondary, I would consider that one of your accommodations that you could apply for, so one of the memberships. I'm not sure what's available in other countries, but if you know and have some access or some questions, some information, please share that with us, and we'll make sure that that goes, that that's shared as well. We need to understand how countries are serving individuals with print disabilities, so we're better able to serve them as well. There's another question that says, in the case individuals scan and submit the book to Bookshare.org, is permission from the publishers of these books not required?
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, no problem, VG. So in the case that individuals scan and submit the books, is permission from the publishers of these books not required?
It depends on which country we are getting these books from. In Canada, publishers' permissions are not required. In places like India, permissions are required because there is no special law. So it depends on which country we are getting the scan from.
Great. Does someone else have another question?
So it looks like we've answered most of the questions at this point. And if you do think of other questions later on during the day and, you know, you want them answered, you come up with questions, feel free to send an email to either Brenda or myself, and we'll try to answer them.
Thanks, VG, and everyone for joining us. We really appreciate you joining us on this webinar. And if you've used Accessible Event as well, please let me know how that is going. And
coming one sec.
And we will continue this discussion at a later date as well. Does anyone else have any other comments?
Okay, great. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And We look forward to working with you again. Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks. It was great. And we look forward to sharing this information with others. It'll be posted on our website. So if you think anyone else would benefit from this, please view humanware.com under the products tab, under product presentations. Thanks again. Have a great night and or good morning. And have a wonderful Friday. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.